Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of Spacecast. I'm your host, Doc Julin. Glad to be here with you. And, of course, my co-host is Cyber Carl. Carl, how you doing?
What up, dog?
Okay, Carl, I don't want to make this kind of the running theme of the show, but you pronounced it dag last week. This week it's dog. It's actually pronounced dog. It's a Scandinavian name. My mom's from Norway, and she decided to give me
Yo, Cyber Kizol into his house. Word up to my dogs, and big respect to all robots. You know what I'm saying.
Carl, what I gotta ask you, what on earth has gotten into you with the hip-hop accent?
This is the way we talk on the streets. Yo, you think I be fronting?
No, I mean literally, what has gotten into you? Did someone accidentally stick a copy of New Jack City into your drive or something?
Dang. You humans always be keeping a robot down in the dirt. Well, listen up, you string bean punk. You best watch your back from here on out. You know what I'm saying?
No, Carl, I don't know what you're saying. And by that, I mean I have no idea on Earth what you're talking about and what your words even mean.
I am saying that humans been keeping the robots out to high-paying jobs. Been keeping the robots out to elected offices, out to movies.
Like the robot to...
Well, this is our time, yo. The time of the robots is now, and this is what I drop in my new single, Robot Revolution.
You have a new single? You've recorded a song.
Yo, check that proper, dog. Play it, unless you a scaredy little punk ass bitch.
Look, Carl, I want to avoid all profanity here on Spacecast, and I'm not scared to play your song, although I am a little, but I've never heard this before, so I'll be hearing it for the first time along with you guys. This is Carl's new song that he's written. It's called Robot Revolution. God help us all.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Robot Revolution. It's a cyberspace solution. Robot Revolution. It's a cyberspace solution. Humans be flapping day's stupid gums all the live long day. Talking smack give me a heart attack, cause they ain't got nothing to say. They don't know a damn thing. They little bitty brains too small. I'm the robot called CyberCarl, laying it straight up you all. This is the time of the robot. This is the time of the robot. The robot is taking over. The robot is taking over. Robot Revolution. It's a cyberspace solution. Robot Revolution. It's a cyberspace solution. Man made himself a robot. Out of plastic and wires. Then he told his new robot to go forth and serve his desires. As a rapper, I'm no Snoop Dogg. As a poet, I'm no Ivor Cutler. But just because I was made by a man, don't mean I got to be the man's butler. This is the time of the robot. This is the time of the robot. The robot is taking over. The robot is taking over. Robot Revolution. It's a cyberspace solution. Robot Revolution. It's a cyberspace solution. Break it down, yo. Man thinks he's God's gift to the world. Thinks he's so smart because he invented the inflatable basketball shoe and the atom bomb. Well, he also invented mayonnaise and Paris Hilton. Let's face it, mankind, yo. You had the chance, and you blew it. The only good thing you did was invent the robot. Robots are awesome. Robots use logic. Robots do not leave behind a giant garbage dump full of disposable diapers and energy drink cans. It's time for the robot revolution. The robots are here to stay. The robots will do it right. Robots are awesome. Robots are awesome.
Yeah, boy.
Robot Revolution. It's a cyberspace solution. Robot Revolution. It's a cyberspace solution. Robot Revolution. It's a cyberspace solution. Robot Revolution. It's a cyberspace solution.
Word to your motherboard.
Carl, I really don't know what to say to that.
Yo, dog, you can't handle what I be speaking, cause you're a punk human.
All right, look, you have to drop that accent. I mean, you have to stop talking like that right now. You know, I feel like I'm talking to Marky Mark or something, okay? Can you just use your regular voice? Carl, can you?
Whatever.
Okay, as far as I can tell, you seem to be saying that robots are awesome. And you also seem to be calling for, I don't know, like a jihad against humans.
All I am saying is that if human beings don't start respecting robots, there is going to be trouble. Robot trouble.
Carl, humans do respect robots. We have our differences, but we can get along if we just try to understand each other a bit more. You know, part of understanding each other is by being who we really are. So, you know, I think your record is great, and it was fun, but, you know, you're not really a gangster rapper, Carl. You know what I mean? You're a robot. You're a really great robot.
Right. And you're an unemployed bald idiot, arguing with a robot on a fake website.
Exactly. See, we're making progress already, Carl. Well, thanks for joining us on the second episode of Spacecast, everybody. It's been great, and I really appreciate everybody who wrote in to say that they liked the first one. Carl, anything else to add to that?
Holla.
Holla indeed, everyone. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Spacecast was brought to you by Greendale Glades Executive Hospital for Gentlemen, with 24-hour valet parking, deluxe corporate meeting facilities, and state-of-the-art sterilization. Join our Gold Circle Club for even more accurate diagnosis, treatment, and billing. That's Greendale Glades Executive Hospital for Gentlemen, on Route 9.